Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
I'm John Batson with my colleague and friend, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, Ukraine. The news items that seem most important for the winter ahead. 1 million shells from North Korea in exchange for satellite technology, says the headline. This is with a picture of Vladimir Putin shaking the hands of the dictator, Kim. 1 million shells at the same time, not exactly simultaneously, but certainly this is London reporting. Kyiv is reporting that the 1 million shells promised by the EU are woefully short. The headline says one-third of the shells have arrived. There's also news that, this is Defense One reporting, that Ukraine is scrambling for ammo, all kinds of ammo, Soviet ammo, Russian ammo, hunting weapons, hunting ammo out of Switzerland, all kinds of ammo. And what we have here is a grave concern evident in the search for ammo for the wintertime. Jeff, these are alarming details you and I exchanged before we started talking on air. And I recall Breed's Hill running, not Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill was behind. Remember, get your geography right in Boston. This is 1775. Breed's Hill running out of ammo so that they were the Patriots were forced to retreat from the advancing Redcoats. Is Keefe running out of ammo? Can we tell, Jeff? Because the scrambling here is evident.
Yeah, I think it's very clear they are running out of ammo, or certainly running short. They may have enough ammo to sustain, but it'll be sustain what? If you're conducting offensive operations and you're doing it in a very deliberate fashion, as they seem to be doing and have been doing for many weeks, then that demands a lot more ammunition. Now, if you were to have a breakthrough and a rapid armor advance, that actually might reduce the rates of expenditure. So it's also a matter of what kind of an operation you're conducting. If you're on the defense and you're dug in, then you may actually be able to expend fewer rounds as well as you're only trying to hold what you've got. So it also depends on what kind of a operation the Ukrainians think they have to do, forced to do, or want to do based on conditions on the ground. Some of that may be dictated over the next couple months, John, by weather. You and I both know this is the wet, boggy time in Ukraine, which make armored heavy operations much more difficult. As we get into the wintertime, I think the Ukrainians had hoped to continue their offensive once the ground had frozen. But again, shortages of ammunition will make a key impact on that. And as you say, John, not only have we seen the number of ammunition being very in short supply, but the individual cost. I've seen some cases of the cost of a 155 round going from slightly less than $2,000 per shell now up to $8,000 per shell. So it also has a greater financial burden as well as a clear ordnance expenditure burden on the Ukrainian forces.
And ammo. We have ammo. We have ammo in our arsenal. The request by the president is to replenish our arsenal. Is that correct, Colonel? Not to send the new weaponry to Ukraine, but to replenish what we have sent to Ukraine.
Well, it's a bit of both. And of course, the Pentagon's been pretty tight-lipped about exactly how much the United States still has in war stocks, obviously very classified. But clearly a significant portion of that is to replenish as well as provide. Also provide some to Israel. Unclear how much pre-positioned ammunition we had in Israel. There were six storage sites in Israel for U.S. contingencies.
We have 30 seconds, Jeff.
Now being available to the the Israelis.
Does Israel have what it needs? Does Ukraine have what it needs now, right now, Jeff? 30 seconds.
For the time being, I think both do, but they're concerned about the future. And Congress seems more interested, I think, right now in playing politics.
Colonel Jeff McCausin, United States Army, retired, CBS News. I'm John Lynch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.